Lara and I stared at each other from mere centimeters apart as the door opened and calming music flooded the space. We both turned to the waiting area to see a small couch facing a screen playing some show from 2 centuries earlier. Just as we were about to step from the transport, the door closed again, and we slammed out once more. This time I was thrown against Lara, and I pressed her against the wall while trying to brace with my hands.
"Got us access," Ned said, as though we hadn't figured that out.
This time, when we slammed to a stop, neither of us moved for a moment. The door opened, and we just stood, frozen, as our vision kept moving.
"What are you waiting for?"
Ned asked impatiently. "I don't know how to explain this to someone who has never had a body," I said, then turned and lurched out the doorway into the darkness, feeling almost drunk. Lara took another moment to recover before stepping out behind me and pulling her handgun from its holster, then clicking on the mounted flashlight and shining it into the room. As the beam of the flashlight moved along the metallic walls, they seemed to shift and pulse like the currents of a sea. Even the floor beneath them had the appearance of a titanium skin that stretched slightly under their weight.
"What the hell is this?"
Lara asked, stopping all movement. I glanced around the room and saw a pillar of crimson metal at the center, about as tall as me, and streaked with cables.
"It's the amalgamation of man and machine," Ned replied in our ears.
"This is correct,"
a voice said, as the lights in the room activated, washing us in blinding light. From the pillar, a face was projected into the room, looming over us.
"Welcome them,"
an electronic voice hissed out from the holographic face, almost like angry static.
"Welcome home," it said,
the words now calm and normal.
"Ned?"
I whispered, but heard nothing in response, and even though it was nothing more than a holographic face, I saw Lara ready her weapon instinctively.
"We have,"
the hissing static said, before stopping suddenly.
"I'm chatting with Ned at the moment,"
the calm version of the voice said, the face moving in time. It was an unremarkable face with no distinguishing features and no hair. The eyes were locked on us, but would flicker from time to time, going black.
"May I ask who you are?"
the projection inquired. I stepped forward, always the talker. When we were kids and would get into trouble, or more often were pinching something from a local market, Lara would try to find a way to take advantage of any situation, while I distracted whoever we were dealing with. "I'm Hank," I said, trying to sound casual, though the situation was anything but. I didn't like that I had lost connection with Ned, didn't like that the station had activated, and didn't know what was going on with this manic thing talking to us in 2 separate ways. To say nothing of the fact that the station also, in its own way, seemed to be alive. Up until recently, I believed that the universe had been purged of nearly all artificial life, and the Inquisition was mopping up all that was left. Now I knew several intelligences, and was standing in the middle of a space station that seemed to be some kind of organic machine.
"Hello, Hank," it said. "I'm Twain."
And here it seemed to glitch again.
"Demand no more,"
the second voice ordered.
"May I ask what brings you home?"
I shot Lara a look that I hoped said, "Do you think he knows we can hear both voices?" But with her mask on, I couldn't be sure she got it. "We came in search of information," I said truthfully.
"What information?"
both voices seemed to say at once. The sound was jarring, and I found myself taking a step back, my hand reaching toward my holster. "We want to know more about the cult," I said, realizing it was a mistake even before the words left my lips. The station shook, the lights flickered, and the walls shifted.